to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a good weekend. Lots of things went on in the past weekend. Awesome. We didn't get any rain. That hurts, but there's some chances coming up, I think, in the next week or so. So hope, keep your fingers crossed, because we definitely need it. Well, let's get started with some temperatures around the state. Arnett, you're the hot spot in the whole state of Oklahoma at 84 degrees. The May Ranch is at 80, 82 degrees at Lahoma, 80 at Altus, 82 at Hollis. Eric, you are 80. See what's happening out in the panhandle of Texas. More of the same thing. 85 at Lipscomb, 81 at Canadian, 78 at Odell, 80 at Wellington. So anyway, we got some, yesterday was really nice. I enjoyed the breeze out of the Northeast, for a change. So, but summer's coming back if you look at the forecast coming up. So it'll be back. It's still July. Anyway, I had a great 3 days at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. I want to speak about it today. It is the OCA happy hour anyway, so we're going to talk about them a little bit. Big congratulations out to some homegrown people around here that got awards. Jim Davis, even though I couldn't get his autograph because he's charging for his autograph. So I won't even read you the text I got from him yesterday. But anyway, that package is yours, sir. But anyway, Jim Davis was named the Cattleman of the Year from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Congratulations. Also, our own home-raised and born-bred Casey Shepherd from over Washtenaw County. She was given the Honorary Cattlewoman of the Year Award. And there was one more thing. Oh, Nakona. How could I forget Nakona? Let me make sure I get his award right, because it may be a word that I can't even say, but I'm sure it can. Nakona Cook won today's Agriculturist Award from the Sirloin Club there, I think, Thursday or Friday. Anyway, man, we got it going on out here in Western Oklahoma, so congratulations to all those people. Matter of fact, tomorrow, Jim and Debbie, for sure, I don't know if Jordan and Nakona is coming in, will be on the show tomorrow in the last part of the 12:30 segment, and Casey Shepherd is going to join us, and we're going to talk about their awards, and I'm sure Casey will have more to say about what happened up there at the OCA. It was really good, a lot of great speakers, and so I went to some of the sessions, and one of the sessions I went to was the weather outlook. How quickly do we dry out from La Nina? And Matt Makins, from a meteorologist from up there in Colorado, was the guest speaker. He was really good. He showed some stuff on our weather coming up. And then, of course, I couldn't miss out on Dr. Peel's session. And so here's the two things I learned from both those sessions. Are you guys sitting down? Are you ready? This fall, it's going to be dry. I know you didn't want to hear that, but that's the outlook, that it's going to be dry. And then Dr. Peel, his outlook was, bottom line, cattle are going to be high. So the good and the bad there. So anyway, so that's what I learned from those two sessions. Anyway, the OCA staff did a wonderful job. Oh my gosh, they did a wonderful job. So Michael Kelsey and Lori Campbell and Lori Henderson and Casey Danielson, all you guys, Tina Fleming, all you guys, you did a great job. There was a lot of great vendors there. Thursday night, I got to meet the president, Dr. Troy Shelby. And only reason why I'm bringing this up, there is actually another person in the state of Oklahoma that understands my language as much as I understand his. And me and him are on the same page with our language. Matter of fact, the guest I had on Friday, the show, Ford Drummond, who's the president-elect of the OCA, from up Osage County, he made the comment about Dr. Shelby. He said, you'd have never thought he was born and raised in Edmond, Oklahoma, the way he talks. Anyway, Dr. Shelby, he's my kind of folks. So anyway, we're going to have him on the show here in the future and talk with him because you guys know he's a vet. And so anyway, he's got some interesting stuff to do. Well, I walked around and talked to a lot of the vendors in there, and there was quite a few of them, and there were some really good vendors in there. But this is the one I want to talk to all you ag people about. And I don't care if you're a farmer. I don't care if you're a rancher. I don't care if you spread fertilizer and chemicals for a living. You run an elevator. Listen up. I did not know this, and some of you guys and ladies might know this, but I said, Saturday morning, I talked for probably an hour with Wes Lee. He's the agriculture coordinator for the Oklahoma Mesonet. And if you guys haven't figured it out, the Oklahoma Mesonet is probably, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it is the best Mesonet in the United States. Hands down, period. They got on it. But I learned some more stuff about it. And if you ever get a chance to get on a big computer and just go through the Mesonet and especially get on the agriculture side and see what all it's got going on, it don't care if you raise peanuts, corn, wheat, alfalfa, cattle, pecans. The pecans are on there. Well, the reason a lot of these things are on there is this gentleman right here, Jay Wesley, is the agriculture coordinator, and he's the only one wearing orange at the Mesonet Center in Norman. So, poor guy. I bet he gets a lot of flack for that. But anyway, after talking to him, so basically what he is, he's an OSU educator. Talking to him, I don't know how many years, they had money funded when OSU had extension agents going around checking out alfalfa, peanuts, cotton. Well, he was one of them. Well, that funding ran out, so he went to, don't hold me to this, I think Murray County for around 20 years to be a OSU extension educator. And it was then this Mesonet deal comes up. And if you guys don't know, Oklahoma Mesonet is a partnership deal between OSU and OU. So he went to work there, and he is the reason a lot of this agriculture information on the Oklahoma Mesonet is on there. And he was telling me about things that we're going to, and this is kind of, this will have to do basically with irrigators, but coming up later in the fall, he said hopefully by late October, that you can actually get on the Oklahoma Mesonet and get on the ag deal and go to your crop. Let's just use peanuts for an example. You can go to the peanut, and if you do it now, let me open this up real quick, and it'd be easier to explain instead of me on the fly. So if you go to agriculture and touch on that tab, go to crops, and there's crops, there's horticulture, there's livestock, there's natural resources, there's ag weather, there's drought. And so anyway, go to crops, and let's just pick alfalfa. It's the first one that comes up. So on there, it's got degree day heat unit calculator on there right now. And then in the next tab, it's got drift risk advisor. So if you're spraying or something like that. And then it's got the irrigation planner. And then it's got the alfalfa weevil advisor. Okay, as you guys all know, the Oklahoma Mesonet goes off of its Mesonet sites in each county. Like right here at Elk City. It's right south of town. And I don't know where the one in Eric is. I should know that, but I don't. But anyway, I'm just using these for example. And I think the one in Roger Mills County at Cheyenne's at the Thurman Ranch. But anyway, so starting in late October, if you'll tab on the irrigation planner, if you tab on it right now, what it tells you is you put in your crop, you put in the mezzanine site, and I'm going to put in Elk City real quick since it's handy, and you go and you get data. All right, so what it's telling you is you plant it the first irrigation on alfalfa could have been back in April, and it's telling you how much and how far behind if you didn't get any rain. It takes rain in consideration. So for you guys that irrigate, I don't care if you're in the panhandle of Oklahoma, you're right here in Beckham County, or you're down around Hobart or whatever, this will actually let you put in your data, unlimited number of fields, put in your data when you're irrigated. You can actually use this to track your irrigation. But one of the most important things is you put your soil type in, and then what it does is it tells you whether you're overwatering, you're underwatering, or where you're at. And it's just more to come when it comes out in October. So that's pretty cool stuff. So if you ever do run into somebody from the Oklahoma Mezzanet named Wesley, J. Wesley, shake his hand and tell him thank you, because he's the reason that agriculture, all these agriculture, things are on the Oklahoma Mezzanet. Pretty cool. It's interesting when you talk to him. Anyway, he used to do the peanuts, and he said that they actually, since peanuts have gone from, what, 500,000 peanuts 20, 30 years ago down to, I think, 15,000 is the amount of acres of peanuts that are planted this year, they almost didn't put the peanuts back on the Mezzanet, but he went to bat for them because he's a big peanut fan, and alfalfa, so it's pretty cool. So we'll probably have him. I'll see if I can get him on the show sometime between now and October to help explain all this stuff, because you know, the cattle deal in there, your cattles are not comfortable. It's got a deal on there on each crop to tell you whether you need to spray or not spray because the temperature's outside or wind. Pretty cool stuff. So anyway, that was one of the cool people I ran into. And then of course I ran into Dr. Rosalind Biggs, the OSU clinic professor there at Stillwater. She's pretty cool. She's going to come on next week and talk about the Asian tick, because there's not been any reported cases in Oklahoma as of right now, but it's getting more and more widespread. So she's going to come on and talk about that, so some of you cattle producers can be more alert on what's going on with the Asian tick and not be caught off by surprise from it. So anyway, all right, well, let's go ahead and take our first OCA break. When we come back, I'll give you your Lipscomb's Dealership's ag forecast, and we'll see what happened overnight in the big world of ag to start it off. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bags, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage. You don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way, because a couple years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb. Good people. Great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Canadian, Texas, 82 degrees, heat index of 82, humidity's at 45, dew point's 58, the winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles an hour, peak wind gust today, 21 miles an hour, month to date, precipitation, 1.13 inches of rain, 8-inch soil temperature, 84 degrees. Had somebody text in and said they couldn't find what I was talking about on their iPhone. Well, let me help you out there, because that was a trick I learned, because I asked him about that because I got this big computer in front of me. So when you go to the Oklahoma Mesonet, open it up and go to Maps, and you will see, or no, sorry, don't go to Maps. Over there in the right-hand corner of your phone, there's this little circle there that says more. You tab on that, and then when it says contact, it says website, hit that www.mesonet.org, and that will take you to what I'm looking at. On it takes you to the website, then you can do whatever you want on that website. Sorry, I didn't fill that in there, but you have this, you can do it on your iPhone just as easy on the big computer. So there you have it. All right, let's see what happened overnight. Soybean and grain futures surged in overnight trading on technical buying and amid some global weather concerns. Futures may be oversold, leading investors to liquidate their net short positions or bets on lower prices and buy back future contracts. Giving prices a boost overnight was signs of a demand for U.S. ag products. Exporters sold 105,000 metric tons of soy meal for delivery in the 24-25 marketing year to a John Doe country, the USDA said in a report last week. Exporters also said sold 510,000 metric tons of soybeans to unidentified John Doe destinations to be delivered in the next marketing year. A separate sale of 150,000 metric tons of soy meal was also announced. Commodity Weather Group said in a note to its clients that parts of Canada, both large wheat and canola growing provinces in Canada, Alberta, may slip drier and are at risk of crop losses. Simple, ample rain has fallen in parts of the U.S. Corn Belt. Too much in some areas as flooding is still ongoing. That has kept crops hydrated. Imagine that. I think 1.8 million acres is what I've heard has been damaged so far. Half a million of that was hail damage. The rest of it's flood. So anyway, soybean futures for November delivery overnight jumped 19.5 cents to $10.55 a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal added 6.20 to $3.1370 a short ton, and soy oil was up 0.57 cents to $44.54 a pound. Corn futures for December delivery gained 6.5 cents to $4.11 1/4 a bushel. Wheat futures for September delivery rose 4 cents to 5.46 3/4 cents a bushel overnight, while Kansas City futures added 1.75 cents to 5.71 3/4 cents a bushel. Investors reduced their net short positions or bets on lower prices in corn futures in the 7 days that ended July 16th, according to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Speculators held a net 352,772 future contracts in corn, but that was down from 356,000 contracts a week earlier. Money managers raised their bearish bets on soybean futures to 183,000 contracts. That's up from 162,000 contracts the week prior to that. In wheat, investors were more bearish week to week. Hedge fund managers and other large investment firms held 72,831 future contracts in soft red winter wheat, up from 68,000 a week earlier. Investors held 44,624 hard red winter contracts, and that's up from 40,000 a week before. So there you go. Let's see what's happening with the weather in our ag belt. Isolated thunderstorms are expected in parts of eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota this afternoon. According to the National Weather Service, small hail and gusty winds are in the forecast there. Storms are expected in parts of northern South Dakota, and that could produce real heavy rainfall. In central Kansas, meanwhile, some isolated storms are in the forecast, though severe weather is not expected. All right, let's check out the Lipscomb Dealerships ag grain market updates. I guess all the markets are reacting to Joe getting out. I'm not sure. Or maybe that interview with that lady that runs the Secret Service this morning. I watched a little bit of that downstairs while I go, holy moly, they was on her like flies on cow poop. Anyway, corn for September, 398, up 8. December, 413, up 8 3/4. Soybeans for August, 11.14, up 17. September, 10.60, up 23 1/4. Soybean meal for August, it's changed on me, 341.20, up 4.40. September, 324, up 7.40. Soybean oil for August, 47.01, up 45. September, 46.18, up 53. Hard red winter wheat, September, 567, down 3. December, 584, down 2 3/4. Cotton is up 0.03 at 70.01 for October. And I just noticed that Sugar Daddy's losing money. It's almost down to 18 even. Better get something going on over there at Delhi. Crude oil out of West Texas, August, 80.03, down 10. And natural gas is up a little bit at 226 for August. And live cattle, August, 183.80, up 70. October, 184.57, up 110. December is 186.12, up 145. Feeder cattle for August, 256.62, up 102. September, 256.77, up 1. Lean hogs for August, 92.32, up 75. October, 75.95, up 140. Dow S&P and the NASDAQ are all up nicely today. Something's reacting. They're reacting to something on the market. Who knows what's going on? All kinds of good excuses. If you guys missed it, the Dust Bowl festival festivities were awesome, from my understanding. I missed most of it because I was on my way back from Norman Saturday morning. But anyway, Nelda Tucker, I missed out on the biscuits, homemade biscuits, and wild plum jam and butter. Getting hungry just thinking about it. Anyway, the parade was good. They said there was some awesome tractors. That McIntyre kid from Sweetwater, I heard, had the baddest to the bone tractor in the parade Saturday. And I haven't got to see a picture of it yet, but I'm going to do a little investigating and see what on there. All I got out of that whole parade was Jake Dameron sent me a Snapchat with him and his daughter on that orange tractor he was driving around like crazy during the parade. So that's all I got out of that. That's all I know about it. So anyway, the Wild Plum Festival, the music festival, the jam Saturday night had to be their best ever. There was, I don't know how many people was there. I guesstimated 1,000 plus, but there was a lot of farmers and ranchers and their wives and kids, everything there. Caroline Grace and Great Divide, and of course my buddy Tyler Wilhelm, they were all there and played, and it was wonderful. It would have helped if they had been just a little bit of a breeze, but finally when the sun went down, it was a little cooler. But it was, I mean, it wasn't hot by no means, but a little breeze would have went a long ways. But anyway, it was all good. So anyway, can't wait to see what they do next year. It was all done in one day, basically, besides the Friday night activities. But anyway, it was really good. Got to see a lot of old friends there. So anyway, let's take an OCA break. When I come back, I got your cotton report. I got all kinds of things to talk about. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
.5 in Presidio presents the 10th annual KECO Kids Fishing Derby Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon at Elk City's Ackley Park. All kids ages 15 and under are invited to fish free for a chance to win prizes, including specialty tag fish worth $100. Get there early for free worms and t-shirts while supplies last, and a free fishing demonstration from the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation at 8 a.m. It's the 10th annual KECO Kids Fishing Derby Saturday at Elk City's Ackley Park.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July the 12th. 1,926 head were sold. 14 head of steers at 430 brought 395. 10 at 440 brought 347.50. 5 at 495 brought 322. 12 at 527 brought 325. 4 at 634 brought 276. 12 at 665 brought 267. 3 at 862 brought 243. 28 head of heifers at 411 brought 299. 5 at 539 brought 272. 4 at 546 brought 263. 25 at 764 brought 243.60. 6 at 1063 brought 198. Butcher cows were 20 to 161. Butcher bulls brought 75 to 190. Bred cows were 1375 to 2810. Pairs brought 1100 to 2850. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran owned. We deliver top tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our FECON fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's get some ag weather up for northwestern Oklahoma. Who do we want to choose today? Let's go with Putnam. How about that? Let's do Putnam. Home of Benji and Lori White. How's that? We go 82 degrees, dew point 61. Humidity is 50%. Winds are out of the north, northeast at 9 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 51 hundredths of an inch. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 83. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.8. And that's another thing that Mr. Lee was telling me about. They're going to change that fractional water deal, and they're going to put new deals in on all the update where they can go down as far as 8 or 10 feet with moisture, so they can do a little bit better judging on, I guess, drought monitor. Anyway, that'll be newly updated too. Sunset at 8:49. Partly sunny and 83 today. Looks like you're going to get there tonight. 64 for low. The winds are going to switch tonight and become out of the southwest. 3 to 6 miles an hour. Tomorrow, warm up a little bit hotter than today. 89 southwest to southeast winds tomorrow. So, got some good days to be doing some field work, looks like. Get some stuff going on. All right, let's see what's happening with the cotton. You guys ready? Not a lot going on with the in their email from the National Cotton Council, but anyway, let's check out the crop condition. According to the USDA, the current U.S. cotton crop conditions are slightly better than at the same time last year. While the percent of the crop rated good or better is the same as it was last year, just 23% of this year's crop is rated poor or very poor as compared to 28% of mid-July last year. However, stark differences emerged at the state level. Texas and Kansas report more favorable crop conditions than in 2023. You guys remember, I don't think there was a whole lot of cotton planted in the panhandle of Texas last year because stayed wet for too long. While dry conditions in the Carolinas and Virginia have contributed to sharply lower ratings than last year's crop. So if you guys follow the drought monitor, South Carolina, well, the Carolinas and Virginia period, they are not doing very good. Okay. Net export sales for the week ended July 11th, 2024 was 31,900 bales. A market year low. This brings the 23-24 sales to approximately 13.8 million. Total sales at the same point in 22-23 market year was at 14.7 million bales. Total new crop sales for 24-25 are at 2.5 million. Shipments for the week were 120,900 bales of cotton, bringing total exports to date 10.7 million bales. Compared to 11.8 million bales at a comparable point in the 22-23 marketing year. With less than 1 month remaining in the marketing year, weekly shipments must average roughly 301,400 bales for the U.S. a projection 11.6. I don't really see that happening. Anyway, oh, anybody got some more tickets to give away this week? Does anyone want to go see Buck Cherry at the Sugar Creek Casino coming up July 27th, this Saturday, at the Sugar Creek Casino? First person to text in the correct answer, I will give them a pair of tickets. So here's my question. How many stomachs does a cow have? If you want to go, you can answer the question. If you do, if you want to just play the game, that's fine. Don't put your name in there. But if you really want to go and you want to go to the concert, please put your name in there so I can write your name down with your phone number on there. But anyway, how many stomachs does a cow have? And then if you get that right, let's see how many you get this right. How many stomachs does a bull have? So anyway, we'll get that one going. If you get that first one right and the second one wrong, we need to talk. Anyway, last Friday I didn't get to discuss the new drought monitor that came out last Wednesday night or Thursday morning. Southeastern Beckham County, all northern Greer County, you're in a D2. And then you move back over here into the eastern part of Ouachita County and around Weatherford and Custer County, Blaine County. What's that next big county? Caddo County. You guys are in a D2. That's the most severe drought we got going on in Oklahoma, which is severe enough. If you drive down there around Willow, around the county line down there, you can definitely see that things are really dry. I'm back over towards Dill City. Yeah, because it covers just a little bit enough of that to get old Cotton King in, which I know he's not listening. He's rodeoing somewhere. But anyway, they're in northern parts of Kiowa County, D1. So anyway, a lot of D0 going on in Oklahoma. But this is a odd deal for this time of year, and thank goodness. Texas County and parts of western Beaver County, there's nothing going on there. And of course, eastern Oklahoma, all that is no drought showing up there. So just be in, get the doing going on. So we haven't talked farm safety in a while, just to let you guys know. Get your questions ready so you can send them to me via text message Wednesday. But Oklahoma Highway Patrol is going to be in the studio with me Wednesday to talk about farm equipment on the roads, the yeses and the noes, and what non-agriculture people in their cars and vehicles should do with some of that stuff. And if we're gonna resolve some of these myths that you hear, you can't go down that road. All I know for sure is farm equipment, unless it's being transported, can't get on I-45 or I-40. So on the interstate. So I know that for a fact. So you guys can take that. Say Jimmy Clark said you can't drive your Swather down the middle of I-40 going from Sarah to Eric. It ain't going to happen. So anyway, I know that for a fact. So I'll get that out there right now. So anyway, let's see here. But I want to talk about kids. There's a lot of kids I love out there right now. And, you know, being raised on farming operation stuff, things are different out there. So anyway, children working in agriculture have a 3 times greater risk of fatal injury compared to youth in the United States general population, according to K-State's Tawny Larson. She's part of the K-State Research and Extension. Every day, 33 serious injuries involving children occur on a farm or a ranch in the United States, according to the National Children's Center for Rural and Agriculture Health and Safety. The leading cause of injury and death for all ages on farm is large equipment. That's why Tawny Larson, a project consultant for the Kansas Agriculture Safety and Health Program at K-State, urges farm and ranch owners to allow only youth with proper training and experience to drive large equipment. Farm kids do things like drive tractors all the time, which might not be too challenging for some of them, she said. The issue is they are not prepared to safely handle a situation when something goes wrong, and that's how major accidents happen. Her advice to adults is simple. Demonstrate how to do things safely when children are young. then as they get older, take them to formal tractor safety trainings. Safety starts from before kids hop up into the tractor's cab, Larson said. It's important for parents to determine their children's capacity to work beforehand by their mental, not physical, maturity. Just because a kid is taller or bigger doesn't mean they are more developed mentally than others. You can send out older, stronger kids to work, and they might have issues following instructions or rules you set and injure themselves. Farm kids are many adults. They might physically look capable, but that does not always translate to completing a job safely. Avert accidents and injuries on the farm by providing specialized equipment and implementing safety strategies that keep children focused on the job at hand. They can install a rollover protection structure device to tractors without cabs. I don't know very many of those left around. To keep children out of harm in case of machine tipping over, kids who wear their seat belts will also be more secured in a situation like that. I would also remove any distractions like their phones, loud music, and friends riding with them while they are driving equipment. Although modern tractors typically have a buddy seat that an additional passenger can set in for training purpose, Larson reminds producers not to exceed that number of passengers recommended for a vehicle. One of the biggest safety issues is having extra riders, especially in a tractor without a cab. It's common for children to follow the example of older people around them, so set a good example is the best way to do that. When it's come to farm safety, actions often speak louder than words. Larson recommends that parents become proper role models to teach your children farm safety. That's all it is right there. Right there. You can't say any more. In general, farm safety is an attitude and a habit, not something you remember to do. She says in the release, parents need to create this attitude and habit in their daily life for children to model. If you find yourself using the common expression, do as I say, not as I do, you're doing safety very wrong, she says. People need to display safe behaviors and explain to their children, while she added in the release. Jeremiah Campbell, I don't know if you're listening, but don't teach your boys how to rope sitting backwards on the saddle, okay? That's what we're talking about here. Be a role model. Anyway, I tried to get Jeremiah to come on the show Friday at Norman to sing Thunderstruck. He just wouldn't do it. So anyway, we'll see how things go. All right, let's go ahead and take a OCA break. When I come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in, we'll build it. You're oilfield customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. If we're competitive on price, we say we'll bring it to you, we'll do whatever it takes to get it to you, make life easier on you, or you can call us to solve a problem. Hey, can you get this? Why wouldn't you? My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Woo! There's some answers on my text line. How many stomachs does a cow have? You guys need to use Google because you're not even close. One person that's not, doesn't want tickets has got the answer right. So 82 degrees, feels like 83. Tipton, Oklahoma. Dew point 63, humidity 54. The winds are out of the east northeast at 5 miles an hour. 22 hundredths of an inch in the last 10 days. Oh, excuse me. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 89 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.2. Sunset, 8:46 p.m. Forecast for Tipton, 87 for today, 67 tonight. Tomorrow, the winds will be out of the south to southeast and 92 and mostly sunny. Tomorrow at Tipton. That's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. Okay, let's go back to the text line. This is getting good. Oh, you guys are killing me. Anyway, well, the correct answer is one. Okay, the correct answer is one. But that one has four chambers inside of it. If you'd have Googled this, you'd known this. Anyway, one person said 7 stomachs. Somebody said 15, 13. One says 3. And anyway, so far I don't have a winner for these tickets for Buck Cherry. Come on, now that I gave you the answer, can you text the answer in? And I'll give you that set of tickets. How about that? Give me your name. I got your phone number. It shows up on the text line. But I just need your name and answer. How many stomachs a cow has? And then if you get that one right, we'll go to a bull. So we'll be right. Oh, anyway, let's see here. Let me see here. Oh, from my buddies out in Texas, Texas A&M AgriLife today sent this out. The 7th annual Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Ranch Horse Program will be held August 4th. In conjunction with the Texas A&M Beef Cattle Short Course. The Ranch Horse Program will run from 8 o'clock in the morning to 3 in the afternoon at the DVM 56 Equine Complex. Different. Anyway, the Beef Cattle Short Course, the world's largest beef cattle educational event in the world, will be August 5th and 7th on the Texas A&M University campus there. The horse program is free to all BCSC participants or $60 at the door for non-participants. To register for the ranch horse program, go to www.twicetexas.ag/ranch-horse-register. I bet you just get on Texas A&M's deal. Anyway, horses play an important role in many operations that will be represented here at the Texas A&M Beef Cattle Short Course. So we want to make sure there's something specifically for those owners concentrating on their equine herd, said Jennifer Zoller, professor, the ex-AgriLife Extension horse specialist. There you go. Got that going. Everybody says I don't talk about Texas. Bull. I talk about Texas all the time. All right. Round baler supplies, like many machinery categories, have leveled out in the past year as production and trading cycles returned to more predictable pre-pandemic patterns. While pricing across the board has gone up since 2020, pricing for used round balers hasn't greatly fluctuated. According to Ryan Etherton, a salesman at Peabody's Incorporated, a New Holland dealer with two locations in Illinois, it's been constant over the years. A lot of people will trade at the same bale count no matter what. It's more of one in, one out scenario. Round balers continue to be popular as many farms are set up for that type of storage and feeding. Round bales shed moisture more easily than square bales. Antherton says farmers in his area usually store bales outside. As baling season gets underway, Atherton, I think that's how you say it, expects that the used market could go one of two ways. I could see people deciding to hang on to whatever they have and do a little maintenance because balers are generally easy to fix, he says. I can also see people deciding that they can't spend more money on a new tractor this year, but they can swing a baler. It all depends on the weather and what the corn and bean markets do. Down here is the hay market. Search of bigarn.com for a model year 2020 and newer round balers revealed 47 units have sold recently. The John Deere 560M was the most popular model with 17 sold. Prices range from $10,800 for a 2020 Case IH RB455A in Texas. Wonder if that's what Sugar Daddy runs. No, wait. Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those house. It sounds like a housewife baler there, but I'm not sure. To $50,750 for a Deere 560M in South Dakota with a low bale count and many upgraded features. The average price for a round baler right now is $33,050. John Deere's Machine Finder website tells a similar story, with the 560M comprising nearly half of all used balers available on dealer lots. Pricing on those balers range from $69,900 for a 22 model in Minnesota to $24,500 for a model 2021 model in Nebraska. Beyond the bale count and year added features such as hydraulic bale lift, moisture sensors, and net wrap capability helped add it to the final price. Let's see here. The Case IH RB565. Now that sounds more like a man-sized baler. Bale count was 49,000. And why won't it give me the price on it? Anyway, had the big shaft on it, the 1,000 RPM PTO. And bale count was 49,43. And they don't give me no price on it. Well, that wasn't no fun. So understanding what you need and want in a baler is the first step in finding the unit that's right for you, says Kalen something. I can't even pronounce that. John Deere's go-to market manager for hay and forage. The first thing to ask yourself, she says, what size bale do I want? Well, I know what I want. I want the 5x6 man-sized bales. Location sometimes determines bale size depending on the road width and available storage space in the Midwest. She says that 5x6 foot bales tend to be more popular, hint, hint, sugar daddy, in the South. Some farmers prefer smaller sizes. The ability to use your baler for silage is another important consideration when deciding on the right machine. For example, John Deere offers silage options on their M and R models. While baler technology may not seem to change as quickly as other types of equipment, several recent updates improve efficiency. She says that the R-spec balers have a high capacity pickup, which internal testing has shown can pick up feed crop at 33% greater capacity than the M-series, the mega-wide balers. That works out to be 80 more bales a day. Another option on high-capacity balers is pre-cutter, which helps farmers who grind their hay after baling. This feature automatically cuts the hay to the size you want, eliminating the need to grind it again. So there you go. Check the text line. Oh, I got us a winner. The bull has won also, Jimmy. Anyway, there we go. Somebody got that right. Have a great day. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sarah, Oklahoma. God bless.